Money Matters with Alfred Edmond Jr.
It is really impossible to keep your emotions and relationships separate from your feelings about money. Those who think love and money have nothing to do with each other have never been through a divorce. The sad truth is, relationships are harmed when one person is overinvested financially and thus emotionally, while the other has little or nothing invested. This applies not to just romances, but also to friendships, parent-child, and other relationships. Here are some examples. You've conditioned your kids to expect you to pay for everything, not just your basic needs and expenses. They've come to believe that your money is their money. Correct this imbalance by requiring them to earn and spend their own money on the things they may desperately want but do not need. You're so happy to get a marriage proposal that you're willing to finance the wedding and honeymoon without asking your fiancé to share the expense. Or what about this? You're down to make your new boo an authorized user on your credit card, even though you just removed your last boo as an authorized user. If you're doing these and similar things, you are overinvested in your relationships. This is unhealthy for you and potentially devastating for your finances. If you have to buy love, loyalty, and respect, you will never be able to afford it. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. for Money Matters at AURN.com.